Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with Elise Reid.
Morena, Suri, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to talk about this book today. We've got some poetry.
We've got some poetry for a change. The Ockham shortlist for poetry has just come out pretty recently, and it's such a solid lineup of poets. Funk House by Hina Moana Baker's on it, National Anthem by Hamid Hussain, and then also Tisiata Avia's amazing Savage Colonizer, and also one that we've done on the show before, Magnolia by Nina Mingapels.
That's a great lineup.
A great lineup.
I love when these lists come out, like especially the Ockhams, because it's a really good, like, I think, entry point for people who maybe don't, you know, necessarily pick up a poetry book. It's quite
for
a good
sure.
thing to be like, well, these are all definitely really good. So
yeah,
you know.
Definitely. And I also think with stuff like, whenever the shortlist comes out, you always realize, or the long list, you realize how much good New Zealand talent there is.
Totally.
Because everyone will be like, well, this one was left off and that one was left off.
Yeah.
There's too many good people. And I also wanted to do poetry because there was a Guardian article that came out recently that AI had recently created, like, what they thought to be, like, the most sophisticated poetry an AI had created before. And they, like, they focused on this, like, description called, it ended with this line, that included, like, a reference to the world being like a box of light, and they were saying how it's like a very sophisticated joke. But I wanted to remember that AI can't do everything.
Hard out. Where's the soul?
And Hina Moana Baker for sure has it.
Yes.
I loved Funk Out. I'm not sure. I might be butchering it. Funkhaus.
It's spelt the German way, so maybe it's Funkhaus, but okay. I don't know. Let's say Funkhaus for now.
Okay. So Hina Moana Baker is a musician. She's a poet. She recently, in 2015, won the Berlin New Zealand Writers Residency. And I think, obviously, with the title, but also with the book, it's I think it's really informed a lot of the work in her poetry. It's a lot about transience. Spaces. She shifts like through time and across New Zealand to Berlin. Her writing is profoundly funny and sharp, but with the delight of also being really, really warm.
Cool.
She sort of reminds me of Patricia Lockwood in that way. She'll have like a really clever way and a weird way of describing something that no one will have described that way before. It just like leaves you with like a wink and a hug. It's really nice.
We were just talking about this off air. It's so nice to have like acerbic poetry that then is also really like heartful as well, because sometimes that kind of poetry can just swing into being deeply cynical, and there's only so much you can read before you get a bit, you know, bitter taste in your mouth.
Totally. And there's like, I think there's fully such a great space for like ironic funny poetry. I love it, but I also think sometimes it's really nice in like a few short sentences to like feel someone like reaching out to you with like a lot of warmth. It's it's a fantastic collection. And I thought I might read the one titled Funkhaus. One tip.
You can get some like ASMR page flipping going on.
Here we are. You and I hang limp behind the real thinkers. We order more moisture in the air we breathe. We shovel up this morning and sprinkle its grits. Choose our words carefully. Blood, litter, bladder, we float above our glorious proportions. Your Berlin sends roots down through its dead. Its buildings and its total recall shake with trains. Words are gold bricks of light in the season. I drift behind my own thoughts. A street pigeon, an Egyptian queen, a television tower. Even my close friends join in. In the event of fire, we are encouraged to shout fire. You perch on a branch, utterly visible. What is the word for suddenly? Truck and their wind gusts lift the leaf litter. I hope to see a monolith and feel the ground shake. I hope to open a bank account and send packages into autumn and winter. but air, water, fire, and when these elements leave the body, tomorrow and September, you lift at the corners as I pass by.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I love that.
And I think what's like really cool about her poetry as well is like her lens is like almost entirely like everyday fantasy, which
cool.
I love
lot.
I love like imagining like a parallel world imposed onto the world you're living in. And I think that's the feeling I get with like a lot of her poetry.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm definitely going to try and get my hands on a copy of this. Is it in the, it must be in the shop at the moment.
Yeah, it's in the shop. You can get it at any good bookstore. And it's $25.
Nice.
And they'll be announcing the Occams pretty soon in line with the Writers Festival in about mid-May.
Cool.
And that's also a very exciting, a very exciting event. The Occams Award is open to the public.
Mean.
Yeah.
Go along, have a little fancy canapé and a drink and hear hear some awesome poetry and some awesome literature being celebrated.
I reckon. For sure, good way to find your next read as well.
Exactly. So that was Hene Moana Baker with Funkhouse.
Yeah, with Funkhouse, published by the UP.
Fantastic. Thank you, Suri. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Rachel. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
And